Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day for goddamn sure, and it's also the 20th day of December 2021, and the communists are, it's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 40 degrees today for the Klamath Basin, and supposed to be getting ready to snow, and it feels like it just might. We'll take some more. We've been getting pretty good snow. In the mountains, we're getting snow, man. We need tons and tons of snow. I hate it. I love it. I hate it. I love it. I hate it. Let's see what we got on the agenda here. Like I said, the communists, they're going fucking berserk. I mean, they're going in every fucking direction at once, pulling against each other. They're goofy. Law professor suggests rewrites of First and Second Amendments that do not mention free press or bearing arms. Are you going to do it? We'll get into it as soon as we return. Take your brain. It's time to go.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, law professor suggests rewrites of First and Second Amendments. Not your fucking amendments, bitch. The whole goddamn thing is a single amendment. It's a body of fucking law and you can't touch it with a 10-foot pole. Get it through your fucking head. You do not have the authority. You cannot have the authority. You do not have the authority. Only way to take it's with bullets. The same way it was fucking taken by the people from the fucking king. This is from Fox News. It was sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. A professor. Oh, my goodness, a professor. Oh, he's got one of them pieces of paper that somebody signed that says they think the same way that he thinks. Some fucking communist piece of fucking dog shit who doesn't understand the law from the fucking... No more than he knows the difference between his ass and a hole in the ground. A professor at the University of Miami. Woo! Miami School of Law. Of what law? Administrative admiralty bullshit fucking law that is a fucking violation of the fucking superior supreme law of we the people ratified December 15, 1779. Is that the guy you're talking about? I don't care what he's fucking pinned. Write anything you down want to write down, bitch, and then go hire your fucking mercenaries and see if they can do it. Has penned a proposal for a, quote, redo, or we're going to redo your Constitution. Fucking 9th article states quite clearly, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed as to deny others retained by the people. You can't do it. See, you don't have the authority. I think I read that wrong. I'll make sure I got it right. I'm reading the 9th amendment. The enumeration. Yes, sir.
Ignorance is no excuse.
You're goddamn right it ain't. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed, that is, interpreted as to deny or disparage others retained by the people. You cannot get any such fucking, if there was a Constitution, which there ain't, and no fucking your corporation was created in violation of this very fucking section of the fucking, supreme superior law of we the people. Hey, you got no goddamn, you got no standing. Well, under what authority are you gonna redo any of our fucking Bill of Rights, bitch? That's written, ratified law. That's the law of we, the fucking people. It's our jurisdiction, you fucking bitch. But the First and Second Amendments in a Boston Globe op-ed. Ooh, a Boston Globe op-ed. Ooh, no. I mean, see, this stuff is just made to fucking agitate and irritate. You ain't gonna do shit. If you are, get off your fucking ass and do it. Mary Ann Franks. Anne Frank. Where have I heard that before? Oh, yeah. The Michelle R. Klein Distinguished Scholar Chair at the University. Ooh, a Distinguished Scholar Chair at the University. Well, goddamn, I guess she can just write anything she wants down and just do it. University wrote that the first two amendments, which include the rights to free speech, religion, and bearing arms, inspire religious-like fever in many Americans, and that both are deeply flawed in their respective conceptualizations. Yeah, they do inspire. They inspire us to enforce the fucking law because we're going to be free and at liberty, you motherfucking bitch. And no little cunt like you is going to fucking tell us what to fucking do, what to think, what we can own, what our liberty is. You don't have the authority. Get it through your fucking head. These two amendments are highly susceptible to being read in isolation from the Constitution. No, they're not. It's all a part of an integrate system of fucking law. The fucking First Amendment is a fucking, it's a maximum in the fucking common law for the United States of America, and the only fucking law in the United States of these Americans, the only law of this land. And we the people are the supreme jurisdictional authority, and you fucking know it, and that's what you can't get around, isn't it? Everything you've done, and you can't fucking get around it, because people are saying, fuck you. We're just Americans, and we say, I know it's just, it's profanity, and some people like to fuck you. Deeply flawed in their respective conceptualizations. These two amendments are highly susceptible to being read in isolation from the Constitution. They are in isolation from the Constitution. They were the fucking law of this fucking land before they were ever attached to that fraudulent fucking Constitution, unratified by we the people. Without our fucking consent. Got it? As a whole and from its commitment to equality and the collective... Oh, that sounds like communism. The collective good, huh? This was sold to us as a free republic with an emphasis on the rights of the individual. That Bill of Rights are fucking natural rights of the individual. Fuck your collective. All of you together ain't got the goddamn authority, no more authority than one fucking American national, and you have to come as a fucking individual in your individual capacity into the common law if you want to fucking try to get jurisdictional authority over us, and that's the big fucking problem here, ain't it? Because more and more people are figuring it out, Franks wrote. The professor claims that the two amendments tend to be interpreted in aggressively individualistic ways. Whoa, really? Being that that is our individuals, fucking natural individual rights and freedoms, why would we want to fucking interpret them as such? Because that's what they are, and that's what you're not going to take away. You fucking ain't going to reset nothing. You're going to reset yourselves into a fucking hole in the ground, which you're fixing to do. You have declared war on the Bill of Rights. In doing so, you declared war on those aggressively individualistic fucking people. You will see how fucking aggressively individualistic we can be when we go to enforce our fucking absolute law over this fucking land. ways that ignore the reality of conflict among competing rights. There are no competing rights. If there's a question of one right versus the other, then there's two individuals that make individual filings into a common law court. And the procedures are followed to the fucking letter. And then it goes to the fucking jury that is the fucking know-all, be-all, say-all, the highest law in this goddamn land. It's we, the people's land. Get that through your fucking head, aristocracy. You can be one of the people, but you're just one of the fucking people. You can hire 10,000 motherfuckers. You're still just one of the people. And the 10,000 of you, 11,000, you don't have no more goddamn authority than one fucking person does. That's why the Bill of Rights was put there, to keep motherfuckers like you in check. And we are going to check you with it. The result, listen, check this out. The result, according to Franks, is that the most powerful members of society benefit from these rights at the expense of vulnerable groups. Franks did not elaborate on individuals in these groups. That's the biggest bunch of, that's the most, well, that's a fucking Jew talking. You don't fucking, quit hoiting me as they're fucking beating you. That's ass fucking 180 degrees backwards, and it's never going to fucking fly. It's goofy to even write it. And as a professor, you look like a fucking fourth grader. You fucking too ignorant to even fucking know what your own fucking words are saying. The most powerful. No, there is no most powerful people in society if the common law is in effect and the fucking common law courts are available to every fucking individual free sovereign national in this goddamn United States of these Americas. There cannot be. You can take the most influential. You can take the fucking head CEO of your fucking monarchy. I can go up there and tap him on the fucking shoulder, and we're standing equal as soon as I file in that common law court. There is no goddamn amount of money that can fucking make a difference. He can try to bribe the jurors, but if the jurors go against the fucking law as it is written, the jurors, well, they're the next one that's going to get fucking hung, huh? You can't break it. It's like a fucking code that can't be broke. They wrote it that way, and it has succeeded. And exactly what its purpose was. And we, the people are figuring it out. More and more every day are figuring it out. We're the fucking authority. Yeah, I mean, you sold that fucking Federalist bullshit on a fucking lie. And then you put a fucking document into effect that said this is the highest law in the land. And well, you the people, we're just going to put it in there. You don't have nothing to say about it. Well, I'll tell you what, we have every fucking thing to say about it. That's why the Bill of Rights was fucking written. And that's why it supersedes the fucking Constitution. You cannot use the Constitution to interpret it in any way to deny or disparage our fucking rights, which are the others mentioned in that 10th article. The power is not delegated to the United States, nor the power is not delegated to the shit. I guess I better get it and read it right. Okay, where are we here? The 10th. The power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution. That means that powers that we never delegated you shit in the Constitution, to tell you the truth, because it wasn't ratified by the people. So we granted you nothing in the Constitution, to be exact. But you ratified it with your own fucking lapdogs. You sent your own representatives of the aristocracy. That ain't the people. You know who we are. We're out here in the jungle. Come pay us a visit, you motherfuckers. United by the Constitution or prohibited by it to the states. Now, what in the Constitution is prohibited to the states? Everything in that fucking Bill of Rights, that's what. Shall or shall not. You shall obey that fucking law. That is the law of the individual, free, sovereign, national. Fuck your collectives. Fuck your goddamn, I gotta protect everybody. No, I don't. I fucking owe nobody nothing. Nobody owes me nothing. But we all own this fucking country. And we are having this fucking, you have taken the parts of our country away from us. You have fucking sold them. You've taken them without due process of law. That makes you a fucking criminal. by definition, you created a fucking corporation and replaced your, well, I guess they figured they could do it being as the Constitution was never ratified by the people. It was up to them to do anything they fucking wanted. But then again, oh, there was that Bill of Rights in a fucking fact that said you did, could not have that power ever. And you know it. All righty now. Let's see. Interpreted aggressively by individuals. Goddamn right it is. That ignore the reality of conflict and competing rights. There are no competing rights. Like I said, if there's any fucking dispute, your rights against my rights, we go through the procedure in the Bill of Rights, and the highest fucking authority in this country, the common law jury, decides where the rights fucking stand. Is it my, am I half right? Am I a quarter right? You're third right? They're the final decision. Shove your fucking Supreme Court up your fucking ass. It was never ratified by we the people, and the fucking ninth article forbids it from having power to regulate judge our fucking Bill of Rights, because it's not in the common law, because they're all fucking esquires, and they're not fucking in their individual capacity in a common law court. And I think it's the seventh article. Let's see here. Check it to see, to make sure. In all suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of the people of trial by the jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Well, what are the rules of the common law? Well, I'm holding them right here in my fucking hand. The Bill of Rights is the common law. That means you've got to start with a fucking new filing. And if you lost at a municipal fucking level, and you want to fucking, there is no appeals. That ruling stands. But if you want to fucking try it at a higher level, like you think the jurors broke the fucking law and coming to their decision, well, you can file it, you know, at the county level in a common law court, the superior court for the common law. You can file in that fucking court, but you have to go through the procedures, and it has to be the call of a jury. You don't take it to a panel of fucking non-elected, fucking appointed, fucking corporate, fucking star chamber judges and say, can we change this, good buddy? Well, I asked you last night at the fucking Masonic Lodge, and I want to get this changed. Fuck you. You're in violation of the law. Violation of the law. Violation of the law. The people's law. And the people got the fucking means to fucking, to enforce that law, and by God, we're gonna do it. Okay. Franks proposed that both amendments should explicitly state individual, quote, this is quote, individual rights within the framework of domestic tranquility. Now, that's open subject matter. See, there's no open subject matter whatsoever in the Bill of Rights. There's not, it's all fact. It reads the same frontwards and backwards, but domestic tranquility. Oh, tell me what exactly does that define out there as, professor? You're happy being a fucking communist, so you're gonna fucking, think you're gonna fucking make me be one? I'll show you tranquility, you son of a bitch. And the general welfare, see, they fucking want to throw that general welfare clause, that is, that was the anti-federalists told you, that was the fucking open subject matter, that and the Commerce Clause that would allow them to do what they're fucking trying to do, that was fucking put in check with that Bill of Rights, that stays in check if we force the son of a bitch and we fucking enforce the goddamn Bill of Rights. General welfare, explain to me, define that for me. Oh, is it general welfare in your opinion, my opinion, somebody else's opinion? You show me in the Bill of Rights where an opinion is fucking, or a hypothesis is fucking in place. There's none. It's at fact of law. And it's fucking ratified by the people, and you can't even fucking, even if you tried to fucking amend it, you couldn't say, well, we're going through Article 5. No, you got rid of the fucking Constitution, which we never ratified in the first fucking place, so it can't be used to fucking coerce us in any fucking way. And you would have to ratify it through fucking goddamn corporations that can't exist because they're in violation of the ninth article. Huh? You think we can't read at a third grade fucking level? Set out in the Constitution's preamble. Constitution, it'd go bite my ass. You just need to fucking quit fucking running your fucking mouths and get on it, motherfuckers. I'm sick of your shit. I'm not going to live my life no different. My kids aren't going to live their life no different. I've got another article talking about how you've lied about the fucking numbers of your vaccine, how you're lying about, we know how many of you there are. We'll fucking smear your ass. If we couldn't smear your ass, you would have already fucking took us, wouldn't ya? You fucking scum. Every person has the right to freedom of expression, association, peaceful assembly, and petition of the government for redress of grievances, consistent with the rights of others. No, not consistent with the rights of fucking others. That is an individual absolute right. I don't have to depend on nobody else for it but myself. I use my personal jurisdiction as the fucking sovereign of this fucking country by law. You are a law professor. You're a fucking fraud. You're a goddamn esquire. You're a servant of that fat little cunt over there on the fucking British throne. And we all know it. So you just fucking do whatever you feel fucking you want to do. When you feel froggy, fucking hop. Others to the same and subject to responsibility of abuse or abuse. Fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. Who's going to decide, huh? Well, that goddamn Bill of Rights is perfect, and it can't be fucking broken. It can't be broken. It can only be fought. You can fight us for it, but you can't fucking break it with words. I guarantee it. All conflicts of such rights shall be resolved in accordance with the principle of equality and dignity of all persons. These fucking words, equality. That is a fucking open subject matter. What is equality? You get 10 people together and ask them what equality is, and they're going to give you 10 different fucking answers. That's what open subject matter is. And dignity, same thing. Get 10 people and take them separately and ask them what is dignity. They're going to give you 10 different answers. The law is written in fact, motherfucker. You're supposed to be a law professor. You don't know that? Of course you do. You're a fucking goddamn communist. That's all the fuck you are. One day, you know, you're a fucking law professor like fucking Lenin and fucking goddamn Marx. That's the law professor you are. Bring your fucking communism on, you motherfuckers. We'll blast you out of this fucking country. You are not going to make this fucking free fucking country a fucking communist goddamn dictatorship with a monarchy at the fucking top. Give it up. It continues that the government must respect if you tell the government, they're supposed to respect the freedom of religion and the freedom from religion. Oh, like they're respecting it right fucking now? Like the supreme fucking phony motherfuckers without jurisdiction the other day said that religious exemptions, we're not going to allow those. Well, you don't allow us to do anything, you motherfuckers. We allow you to fucking exist. We allow you to live, motherfuckers. You know, see, they know all this shit, and it just sits and it eats at them. This is old communist cocksucking bullshit. But they just sits and it eats at them. They want a fucking, that communist fucking, government where they can see, you take two men standing together. One of them is a fucking solid stand-up fucking guy. And the other one is a fucking worm. He's a fucking piece of fucking shit. Right? You know, he's worthless to himself and everybody around him. But he has to live with that, you see? And if he fucks with that guy who's a stand-up guy, that stand-up guy just slap him flat of his fucking ass and say, get the fuck out of my way, worm. Well, the worms, they want to be able to hire fucking balls, 911 balls, to back their worm fucking contentions and their fucking, agenda. Well, hire your motherfuckers, let's get this shit on, let's get it over with so we can go back to fucking living our fucking lives. Us who make it through and our progeny. We're a sacrifice generation, make no mistake about it. We understand it, man. We ain't got that many. Fucking older we get, the more fucking absolute your fucking destruction becomes, you motherfuckers. Freedom, expression, association, peaceable assembly, huh? Well, we already got that, motherfuckers. And we got it not through any gift from the government. This fucking slimy ass corporation didn't fucking grant us shit, and they shoved their 14th Amendment fucking claiming us to be subjects and them to have fucking goddamn authority over us up their fucking asses. because you do not have authority over us. You've never had authority over us. Since 1791, December 15th, you cannot have authority over us. And all these fucking agencies you fucking armed are all fucking unlawful. They're all frauds and you fucking know it. But we outnumber ya. We fucking outnumber you by fucking thousands and thousands to one. When this shit breaks loose, they know what's gonna happen. They're sitting there fucking, I mean, that's why you see goofy, they're trying to put goofy shit like this out here. Like something like that could actually happen. Well, give it a fucking go. Get to writing there, professor. Get to writing and get to fucking enforcing. I want to see you do it. You will not do it to this free man. This free sovereign national. This fucking sovereign of the United States of America on a par with that fat little hoe over there on the fucking British throne. You do not fucking subjugate me, you son of a bitches. And it continues that the government must, quote, respect the freedom of religion and the freedom from religion. It already does. You fucking got the right to believe whatever you fucking want. Yeah, that's what it is. You know, they're trying to act like they get something. You fucking, you're the same pricks that fucking, you know, would fucking get rid of fucking Christmas and Halloween, anything fucking American, because you got to tear a fucking society down before you can build it back in the image of communism. There's only 12 to 20% here, people, but we have a mishmash of fucking people from all over the goddamn world, but fucking, not our culture. This is a direct, I mean, they fucking started eating away at our culture in the early 60s, and they've been eating away at it all the time, but there is a people in this country, the people that kicked the fucking British out of here, the people who don't take your fucking shit, the people who are going to live in liberty and are going to enjoy their individual free sovereign fucking rights by the fucking common law for the United States, better known as the Bill of Rights, ratified by we, the people. The supreme, superior, absolute authority of this fucking nation, December 15, 1791, you better read it and you better get to fucking obeying it. Because we will enforce it. Like this pissant here. I mean, this motherfucker here. What, I mean, this is just some, this ain't no different than some fucking little pimple-faced little prick down in his mom's fucking basement, 14 years old, fucking queer, and on their fucking doo-doo-doo, and thinks it's funny when you, you know, put something, fuck you, you know this is ridiculous, you know you ain't gonna fucking do it. Why did this, I mean, who in the hell put this up? Fox News? Of course Fox News put it up. Fox News is fucking bullshit fucking propaganda, just like the rest of it. Just like the fucking fucker Carlson. Stand there and a man fucking showing him real fucking numbers. Showing him real fucking study of the numbers. Telling him that the goddamn world population is dropping drastically. And it telling him it is because of that fucking DNA fucking therapeutic fucking war fucking, what the hell did you call that? Biological weapon? Telling him that. And Tucker's nodding his head, yep, 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 and then when it's all over. But go get the shot, fucker Carlson. We're gonna remember you, son of a bitch. It can, okay. For the Second Amendment, Frank said, the concept of self-defense should be expanded to include a meaningful right to bodily autonomy, such as reproductive matters. No. You're not gonna see what they're trying to do is just like case law. So there's something that the jury will decide. You always want to start that abortion shit when you get fucking cornered, just like you tried to, you know, get shit stirred up for a war. You always want to start that abortion shit. Each abortion case is a single fucking case in the common law. No case law. There can be no statutory fucking, dictate as to what fucking, the possession of one's rights and one's rights to one's body is. The jury will decide. And the only people who have an interest in a baby that was created by two people, if they do, if the two people know who they are. If they don't, then the woman, she is the sole fucking custodian. But if there's a man involved, then he could file in a common law court, and each fucking time it has to be filed in a common law court as a new fucking case, and the people are to be tried by the jury of their fucking peers. And that jury of the fucking peers will decide what that fucking, where the rights lie in that fucking case. Not just, see what they want is statutory law. That's what goddamn administrative admiralty law is. That's what the 14th Amendment says. They want to write this shit down on a piece of paper, and you don't even have to, if everybody disagrees with it, fuck you. I mean, they talk about equal justice under the law. No justice for anybody is still equal, isn't it? I mean, they think we're just so goddamn dumb. They think we're dumber than a head of fucking cabbage. The people have the right to bodily. I know what you fucking scumbag. You fucking dirtbag piece of shit. You fucking don't know shit about the law, and you don't know shit about the English fucking language either. And you think nobody, you think you're a fucking, you're smart. If you're the best they fucking got, I'm looking forward to this. Defend themselves against unlawful force and right to self-determination and reproductive matters. You, fuck you. Subject matter, subject, go read the Bill of Rights and look at what law, written facts look like. And look at all this fucking productive matter. What is productive matters? Ask 10 fucking people. You'll get 10 fucking different answers. That makes it subject matter. The right to keep and bear arms, what does that mean? It means the right to keep and bear arms, plain and period. You can't ask 10 people, well, it means the right to keep and bear your fucking arms. See, that's the difference between the subject matter bullshit that they're trying, that the ADL and all these cock-sucking communists are trying to, well, we'll change the Constitution by putting subject matter in it. No, you won't. You can't touch that son of a bitch. You, ninth article says you can't fucking deny or disparage any fucking, not even so much as a fucking comma, you cocksuckers. And if you want to try it, write it down on a piece of paper, buy your fucking gang of fucking gangsters and send them on. But we're coming for you, you bastard. You will stand in a real fucking court and you can show me your fucking genius. I'll go up against you any fucking day of the week and twice on Sundays. I will blow your ass out of the water. I will have you hung out in front of the fucking courthouse for treason and sedition, because that's what this is. And you signed your name to it, you stupid fuck. Reproductive matters. The government shall take responsible measures to protect the health and safety. Well, what does health and safety mean? Ask 10 people. Do you see what they're trying to do here? That Bill of Rights is written in fucking fact, and you can't touch it, you motherfuckers. And you try putting fucking, you try moving as much as a fucking comma, and we will go on the fucking offensive. We will rip your fucking asses apart. This is just made to aggravate and agitate. They ain't got fucking shit to begin with. See what else we got. Well, we'll be hit the next one when we get back. We'll be right back.
Yeah. trenches. And ain't that dumb? You give her time to get here. And I'm sure that when she gets here, she'll be really glad to be here when she comes. Oh, man.
Listening to the word from the trenches.
Patriot broadcast.
Blind book that's in here is a bluegrass
thing. You're listening to the word from the trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chillicothe, the state of Jefferson. The word from the trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button, or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chillicothe, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I am your host, Henry Shively. It is 1243, and let's continue. Trump and O'Reilly reveal they receive vaccine boosters and get booed by audience. I forgot the song. Yeah, that was, I grabbed the wrong paper, but that was Maybe You're Wrong by Blues Traveler. But I'm not wrong. I'll take it to the facts and we'll see who's fucking right and who's wrong. And when you try to fucking force your wrong upon my right, that's when the fucking guns come out, just like they did back in 1775. You ain't gonna fucking do it. And here's your fucking hero on his goddamn white stallion and his buddy fucking O'Reilly. Trump and O'Reilly reveal they receive vaccine boosters and get booed by audience. No. No. This is from Mediaite, sent in by People for Life and Freedom. Former President Donald Trump and his old friend, Bill O'Reilly, the fucking Judeo-Zionist fucking shill that was on fucking Fox News, revealed to an audience before them that they were both triple vaccinated, which was received by a smattering of boos, or at least the reaction of the crowd was enough to get both Trump and O'Reilly to react, and they laughed about it. Laugh in my face, you fucking prick, you murdering son of a bitch. The 45th president, nope, the 45th fucking, number we're on in the CEO since 1871, but you ain't no fucking president. And former Fox News prime star spent the past 2 weeks engaged in something called the history tour. They're going to reteach us history, are you? I'll take you on that with the facts too, bitch. A series of conversations in arenas across the nation. Last night during the tour's final show in Dallas, both revealed that they had received the vaccine booster shot, a clip of which was shared by O'Reilly. No spin news, twitter.com. Bill O'Reilly. What a waste of fucking air. Don't. Trump said when the revelation was met with boos, don't, fuck you, boo, Trump, boo. Fucking idiot. Don't. Trump's telling you don't. He's a bad dude, man. That son of a bitch, he whooped your ass. Moments before Trump made a strong appeal to the crowd to support vaccination efforts. We did something that was historic. You sure as hell did, murderer. We saved tens of millions. We know you killed tens of millions of lives worldwide. You together, all of us, Trump said. We got a vaccine done in less than 9 months. It was supposed to take from 5 to 12 years. That's why it's fucking killing people like goddamn, like smallpox killed the Indians. because of the vaccine, millions and millions of people, I think this would have been like the Spanish flu. That's not what you think. See, that thinking thing is where you get fucked up on the facts, isn't it? The fact is, you're full of shit. It had a 0.996 or something recovery fucking rate, and it would have been like the Spanish flu. My ball sack, it's a common fucking flu, and it's all it's ever been. There is no COVID-19. It has never been fucking isolated, and you fucking know it. And your vaccine is a goddamn biologic kill agent for fucking to call the fucking herd worldwide down to under 500 million so you can be one of the fucking lords of the fucking land and people fucking have to lick your fucking stinky fucking feet, you piece of fucking shit. You couldn't roll me over if I was fucking dead and you'll never own me, you bastard. Where up to 100 million people died. He was... this was going to ravage the country far beyond. It's always easy to talk about hypothesis about what would have happened or could have happened. And that's all these motherfuckers are. That's all this fucking shit that they're throwing out you right now, these old communists, as hypothesis. You know, what if and what if and maybe and should and could, maybe, would, may, might, would. See, that's not fact. We live under fact of law, you motherfuckers. And your fucking subject matter bullshit here wouldn't stand up for 3 fucking seconds. I mean, fuck you, one day, convict your ass fucking straight up, convict you of fucking treason and sedition in a common law court, and you'd be fucking hung. I guarantee you the goddamn jury would fucking be into hanging you out right out in front of the courthouse as a fucking example. You have broken our fucking most fucking sacred, fucking absolute, unalienable law, you son of a bitch. So far you've gotten away with it, but you keep fucking, you can't stop. You can't, well, there's no turning around. You went past the turnaround point. So now we're going to go all the fucking way with this. And that's a good thing, but we need to get with the fucking program, because if I live through it, I want to get back to living life. I'm sure everybody else does. We're tired of going around looking at fucking people wearing fucking diapers on their fucking face. And then, you know, and that's the horse shit of it all. You know, but even about them lying about the numbers is fucking, you know, you go and you see, there's a few stores I can go into Klamath and nobody fucking got a mask on. Some of the idiots will have fucking mask on, you know, bah, sheep, but, you know, fuck you. We're Americans. Go bite us on the ass. You're a handful. We are a huge fucking army. We're the largest army to ever exist on this planet. So I think you can just suck our ass. You're playing right into their hands when you doubt the vaccine. This is your boy here. Hey, you Trump tards out there that voted for this son of a bitch. You looking at the fucking numbers? Take credit for it. Fucking you, fuck. I mean, yeah, write it on your fucking forehead. Get a t-shirt. Take fucking credit for it. I go out in fucking public and tell everybody how stupid you were. Everybody understands what's going on here. Take credit for it. Why, to get the heat off you, Trump? You son of a bitch. Trump continued. You're playing right into their hands when you doubt the vaccine. Poof, poof. Playing right into whose fucking hands? The people who want to fucking live? The people that just ain't going to let you kill them? Bill O'Reilly should be lauded for his asking a question that many in conservative media circles cower from, for fear of offending or even losing an audience that is virtually against the antivirus inoculation. And that ain't no antivirus inoculation. It's a goddamn biokill agent. It's been proven. Now that's been proven. Well, go right to the CDC's own fucking goddamn site and see if they don't tell you it ain't no fucking vaccine. It's goddamn DNA therapy. Made them fucking turn your immune system against you and kill you, dumbass. Fuck you. Against the antivirus inoculation. And kudos to the former president for not pussyfooting around his answering. I'm happy he did. Because everybody who fucking swore by that son of a bitch who now, you know, they were the people who were supposed to, you're the Republicans, we're the smart ones, see? We rose up because, well, we joined the fucking club, we joined the fucking, secret society. And so fucking, we have more, mammon than you, that makes us smarter than you. You're gonna find out how fucking fruitless that fucking tree is. and receiving the smartening of receiving the smattering of booze with some grace and laughter. Hey, well, motherfucker, what happens when the booze turned into booms? You son of a bitches, you fuckers. That said, who boos someone getting vaccinated? Boo! All you vaccinated people out there, boo! What the hell is wrong with these people? Boo! We're fucking free! That's what the hell's wrong with us. We live in liberty. That's what's wrong with us. We're not going to be subjugated under your fucking unlawful 14th fucking amendment and your unlawful fucking corporate charter of 1871. Got it, motherfucker? Boo! Ex-army, I think I want to jump to this other one because that was, yeah, let's do this. Is it flows right in there. Vaccine data gaps point to millions more in U.S. who lack shots. Oh, you mean you've been lying about how many shots you've given out? Oh, didn't we been saying that all along? And all they're going to make it seem, whatever numbers you hear in this fucking article, don't fucking believe. What, they lied to you just now? And they're trying to ratchet the lie back because they can't fucking, they can't make a move. The people are ready to fucking waste them. So they got to start backing off on the numbers and try a new fucking strategy. The U.S. Anyway, this is from Bloomberg. It was sent in by a reader for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. The U.S. government has overcounted the numbers of Americans who are at least partly vaccinated. No! Against the coronavirus, which doesn't exist. Coronavirus does it. COVID-19, the coronavirus, this common cold does exist. But COVID-19 does not exist. State officials warn, meaning millions more people are unprotected. No! Millions more people aren't, you ain't gonna fucking die and you're gonna have to fucking fight them and kill them the old fashioned way. As the, pandemic winter surge gathers steam. Fucking phony. Goddamn. Fools, I mean, goofy. That's what my dad would say. He would just say, this is fucking goofy. Last week, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention revised a bellwether metric, the share of people 65 and older with at least one shot. The agency reduced the proportion from 99.9% where it had been capped for weeks to 95%, which is a fucking lie. You know, your lie's discovered, so we'll knock a few points off it and keep telling the lie. That's what Goebbels would want. You ain't got shit, and you know it. Without changing its raw shot totals. Without changing its raw shot totals. So they just, they're trying to fucking play with the numbers here again. I mean, if they lie to you about every goddamn thing that comes out of their mouth, they're not going to lie about the numbers. Oh, I think they will. The move acknowledged a dynamic state of official, state officials have discovered in they've discovered fucking uranium here and collecting reams of data on vaccination. Because the thing is, there are people out there that are doing the fucking counting. You know, like I said, the other, you're going to tell me something, go count everybody. You have to ask each and every fucking person. Don't give me a fucking percentage. You went and asked 1,700 people, and this is what 99% of 300 million think. How fucking stupid do you think people can be? The U.S. has counted too many shots as first doses when they were instead second doses or boosters. That's why they want you to have 8 fucking boosters, people. 8 fucking shots, then you can, we got everybody vaccinated. No, you fucking didn't. You had to give the few you got 8 fucking shots and you probably made about fucking 35-40 fucking percent, right? CDC data shows 240 million people with at least one shot or about 72.5% of the population, but the agency says only 203 million are fully vaccinated. Well, if you're that far off on that goddamn number, and that's the number you're going to throw out there, 200, fuck, shove that up your ass. Either go get real fucking data that shows the truth, which is you've got about fucking 12 to 20% fucking vaccinated 80 fucking times, and you're trying to call it all of us, they just like they do the surveys, I guess, huh? Millions are fully vaccinated, or 61.3%, and 11 percentage point difference that is far larger than other developed countries, and it's still a fucking lie. You do not. State and local officials say it's improbable that 37 million Americans got one shot without completing their inoculations. Instead, they say the government has regularly and incorrectly counted booster shots and second doses as first doses, a dynamic that the CDC acknowledged in a statement. They're telling you they did it. But they're just, now see, they've fessed up, and here's the real numbers. Really, guys, here's the real, fuck you. I ain't that goddamn stupid. I'm sorry. That means both the fully vaccinated and completely unvaccinated are officially undercounted. The precise number miscounted is unknown. Now, that's the truth. If it's unknown, all these fucking numbers they've given us thus far are bullshit, right? They have to be bullshit. That's fact. But revisions in data from three states, Illinois, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, found enough overcounting of first shots to indicate millions of unvaccinated people nationally who've mistakenly been counted as having received the dose. No, this ain't what we've been telling you since the beginning, that they're fucking lying. And they, it's unknown, but it's this number, but it's unknown. I mean, goddamn. Changes to national data on the scale of Pennsylvania revisions, for example, would mean increasing the number of Americans who are unvaccinated more than 10 million. That's just fucking West Virginia, guys. And I guarantee you that fucking number is a lie. It's probably fucking more like fucking 100 or 200 million. I mean, fuck, you don't, well, I don't know how many people live in West Pennsylvania. I guess that probably, that's about the whole fucking population of Pennsylvania. 10 million people, that's a lot of fucking people. The truth is, here you go. Hey guys, the truth is, we have no idea, said Clay Marsh, West Virginia's COVID czar. Communist fucking Russian term, czar. When did we start having czars in this fucking country? When they started fucking pushing this goddamn progressive communist fucking agenda in tandem with the goddamn fascist fucking agenda, right? The White House referred questions about the overcount of first shots to the CDC, that non-governmental agency that's making fucking billions off this fucking lie. What are they dumping this shit in big fucking holes in the fucking ground and saying they gave these shots because the shots are gone and they were paid for them? Now, if they've paid for this many shots and these many shots haven't been given, they must have dumped them somewhere and they're just doing it for the... Well, they wouldn't do it just for the fucking money, would they? And to kill as many as they can before they get fucking stopped, because they don't care at what point people fucking finally say no fucking more. If they're going to be punished, you're going to have to punish them. You're going to have to reinstate the common law courts. You're going to have to remove the corporation in that phony 14th fucking amendment, and you're going to have to prosecute these fuckers as individuals, which will be real fucking easy to do, I promise you. In a statement, the agency acknowledged the ongoing data review. Given the complex nature of vaccine, it ain't a fucking vaccine. It's all a word salad here. It ain't vaccine. It's goddamn, DNA therapy. Remember? Platelets. RNA. Has nothing to do with the fucking immunity that was naturally developed in the body after a virus had been fucking isolated, because the virus was never isolated. Zero plus zero is going to equal zero. And I don't care how many fucking variants come up with it. Zero plus zero plus zero plus zero. 1,000 times. 10,000 times. It's still zero. Administration and data reporting in the United States. CDC has been actively working with partners at state and local levels. I bet you have. Y'all meet down at the lodge on Wednesdays, do you? To enhance the quality of vaccine data. Well, to fight to figure out how to fucking worm your way. How to tell another lie. I mean, that's the web of lies. You know, once you start a web of lies, you tell a lie to cover a lie, and pretty soon it's all a web of lies, and everybody knows it's a fucking lie. They have to, I mean, it comes to the point where you have lied so much they know that goddamn nothing you have said has ever been the fucking truth, and that's the point they've reached right now. And they don't know what to fucking do about it. They say, well, might have a world war. What if we say, fuck you, we ain't fighting a world war. We're handing your fucking asses. You are the pricks that these other pricks over here, you're the corporate pricks that these other corporate pricks in China and these corporate pricks in fucking Russia are about. Take them and go. Come fucking with us, you'll eat fucking ICBMs. That's all there is to it. We'll destroy this fucking planet before we'll be slaves on it. It's pretty fucking simple, ain't it? Data.
Hey, Henry?
Yes, sir?
Hey, I've been thinking about this all weekend, and I need to ask you this question because I really can't figure out their next move. These SOBs, you know they want to get us in the line with Australia, Great Britain, and all these cats. But in order for them to do all this and press their COVID vaccine passport, I mean, they have to get the guns.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, like, all these false flags and all this hasn't been working in the past. They've been, you know, fake crooked hook they tried to pin on us. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to do it by force. There's no other way.
And they can't, Dion,
or anything else.
The thing, brother, they can't. They know they can't. That's why you're just seeing this slathering of week after week, month after month, a slathering of bullshit. That, like that fucking cocksucker that said, we need to rewrite the Second Amendment. Well, you can't, motherfucker. You try and fucking take our rights away from them, blow your ass away. Like our fucking ancestors did. You better read some real fucking history, pal. They can't do it. Go ahead.
Exactly. I mean, we're the wheels and the spokes right here. I mean, they want to get us like Australia. If they're able to knock us down like they're doing in Canada and doing in, you know, in Australia, you know, in Germany and Austria, all up in there in Europe, you know, the rest of the Western world. I mean, they have to pull something dynamic. They really do, and I can't figure out what they're going to do besides probably just use a nuke.
Well, even if they did, nobody would believe it. Who would fucking believe it? I mean, that we're expecting it, actually. We are expecting a false flag.
So do your false flag
and make your fucking move, and let's do this shit, man. Let's see who's fucking going to run this goddamn country. If the people is going to keep their fucking jurisdictional authority, or if you're going to take it from them by force, if you think you got what it takes, bring it on, motherfucker.
I mean, you know, they would love to do what they're doing in Austria, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Over there in Austria, they, you know, by what, I think it was February the 1st or something like that, that you must have a shot or you get a fine or you go to jail for it.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, they would love to have that.
But them people ain't got guns to see. When they come to get them, they can squirm and cry and get down on the floor and kick and scream like a fucking child. We don't have to do that. We can stand with our fucking backbone straight, point that motherfucking gun and blow their goddamn heads off, and they know it. And I had this other article here. This is the one that I was kind of looking past. No, that ain't it. Hang on a second. Let me see where they did with it here. Oh, here it is. Ex-army generals fear insurrection or civil war in 2024. And this goes into talking about, you know, the fact that the divide in the military. This is they're talking about a civil war in the military. There isn't going to be no civil war in the military. You tell the true men that are a part of that UN military that have found out what they're a part of and they know what you're trying to do. And 10,000 fucking Marines just got the boot. Fuck, we'll take them right fucking now. Arm them up and fucking, I mean, that we just got 10,000 fucking Marines. Thank you. You know, they're fucking losing on every fucking front. And the more they lose, the more panicky they get. And the more of this fucking rubbish they throw out there at us. They're trying to, oh, they're gonna, you're gonna. I've known people like you all my fucking life that they're gonna. They're gonna. They'll tell you over a phone.
Hey, Henry.
100 miles away, gonna, but they won't come tell your face. Go ahead.
Hey, you know what? They don't realize they did us a favor by kicking them out.
Well, hell yes. Hell yes. I mean, they act like there's going to be like an election and there's going to be the Democrats and the Republicans. No, that ain't going to be the fight, boys. It's just going to be straight up enforcing our fucking law. It's simple. The law's written. The law's ratified. It is our responsibility and our right to fucking enforce it. We're just going to fucking enforce the law. We don't have to and we're going to get rid of that fucking bullshit that should have never fucking been here. We did not ratify any constitution. The people did not say, give consent. If there's no ratification, there's no fucking consent. The only fucking thing the people gave consent for was the fucking Bill of Rights. And that's the only fucking law in this goddamn land. And you can't legislate it away with some fucking piece of fucking paper because you and your buddies wrote down on it. You and your buddies better get your goddamn guns, get your gear on, and fucking come and enforce the son of a bitch. And they know it. The people have called their fucking bluff. Bring it on, motherfuckers. Whenever you're ready. Anyways, we're past the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of the Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, man, merry corporate boondoggle day. That's all I can say, and that is the Word from the Trenches.